You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, we hear from recent Athlete of the Month, Wade Bolin, a senior from Crestview High School. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to the richlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. Our new Athlete of the Month series runs throughout the upcoming school year. Here's the gist. Each month, one high school athlete from Richland, Ashland, and Knox counties will be recognized as the Park National Bank Athlete of the Month. Those athletes will be profiled and awarded a commemorative Athlete of the Month certificate. Additionally, the athletic departments of the monthly honorees will receive $1,000 from Park National Bank. Wade Bolin's journey to athletic excellence has been anything but smooth. Throughout his high school career, Bolin faced numerous challenges, including a significant injury that threatened to derail his progress. Despite these obstacles, Bolin has shown remarkable resilience and determination. Now he's firing through his final record-setting track and field season.
A huge spring, and Wade, if you can talk a little bit about what you've been able to do. Is this reaching your expectations, surpassing? What were you thinking coming into the year?
I think so far, I think I'm getting there. Shot is definitely starting to get there. Disc, I definitely surpassed my expectations of what I was going to do. Definitely started clicking a lot faster than I thought I was gunning for. I mean, that's definitely what I was going for, but I just never thought with my... I'm not built for a disc thrower. I'm short. I got short arms, short legs, but...
Don't have that whip?
No, I don't. Like Noah, my former teammate, 6'4", 6'3", with a 6'4 wingspan.
Yeah.
I just don't have that. I'm not built like that, but it definitely started clicking. I'm definitely happy with how it's going. Just want to keep building on these numbers.
Okay. When did you start throwing? How old were you?
Started outside when my brother started, so he started in seventh grade. I'm 4 years younger than him, so definitely for a while.
Okay.
Just would go out there and mess with it, throw it.
Did you
start at seventh grade? Didn't get my eighth grade season because of COVID.
Okay. Did you have like a more of a love for the shot then starting out because of the size thing? Or
I hated shot.
Did you?
I hated it. I didn't start taking it seriously till sophomore year.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't like it at all. I didn't do it at all in junior high. Freshman year, I started doing it because Mangus made me. But and then sophomore year, I gave it a little bit of effort, started clicking. Then once I started actually competing, made it a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable for me.
Okay, so basically, if you hadn't been pushed by a coach, you wouldn't be. Would you be throwing at all at this point, do you think, if you hadn't been pushed earlier?
I might have started just to do it, but yeah, Mangus was pretty much what got me to start doing shot in freshman year.
Okay, so what's your big love now? Would you say you rank one above the other? Or?
It varies, whichever one I'm doing better at. Yeah.
So this spring, it's been both of them at different times, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the injury. A left knee, complete tears of the ACL and meniscus, week three of your junior football season back in 2022. So last year, you miss the 2023 track and field season.
Yeah.
How tough was it to sit that out and kind of watch things?
Definitely tough on me, because that was me and Noah's year. Gonna go back and forth that whole season. Really excited for it. Had really high expectations. Even as a team, gunning for that state title last year, definitely had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think the possibilities of I would have been able to compete are limitless.
Okay. How do you, I mean, when you think about that, complete tears, obviously there's a long road to recovery there. The torque that you put on your body and this kind of stuff, any of that stuff in the back of your mind, or did you kind of use the indoor season to kind of alleviate that stuff a little bit? Or
definitely feeling through it in the indoor season, getting used to it, try and take that worry out of my head, because if I just try to not injure myself, that's probably when I'll end up injuring myself. I just need to be natural and just move with it.
Okay. Obviously, around here too, Ashland University has had some huge ties to the throwing world. I don't know, when you were growing up, is that anything that kind of caught your eye, or it was in the back of your head that you heard about that once you started doing it, maybe you...
I went to a throwing camp when Judd was still there.
Okay.
I went to his last one, and that definitely started getting me to really, like, get my love for it when I was consistently up there and being able to compete with the good throwers, the big guys.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit, too, about your influences then in the sport. I mean, I know there's been a lot of coaches along the way. I'm sure classmates, teammates, who've kind of – maybe you would want to shout out, I guess.
Definitely Mangus. Mangus was my starter my freshman year. Got me and Noah going. I've had numerous AU coaches. I've gone into AU. I've went to a throwing, I guess, a little – open meet with Justin Rohde. Mm-hmm. My former teammate Noah, me and him definitely kept pushing each other. And I got my other teammate this year, Gavin, over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely been keeping up with me this year, giving me some pushback, some comp and practice.
Okay.
Definitely helps.
I'm sure it helps too to kind of motivate you with as talented as the Crestview track program has been. I know you guys are looking for a four-peat in the FC this year. So how much does it help knowing that on that team side of things, it's not just about you out there, you know, you're a big chunk of what you're trying to do as a team.
Yeah, it's always fun. Once I get done, I get to go cheer on all my other teammates that I know are gonna succeed.
Mm-hmm.
4x4 is definitely really fun to go watch. 4x8's good this year. All those guys putting in the work they need. It's always fun to go watch them after I finish.
Do you have a performance this year that stands out as your number one memory, I guess, or is there
that I've done or watched
for you individually?
Probably the 180.
Okay.
180 in disc.
Okay.
As a tri meet, we got there like 20 minutes before we threw shot put, so I had like no warm up. Went straight over to disc. Warmed up. I was in first flight. Warmed up. Just feeling decent. Wasn't feeling that great. No hype, no clap, nothing. Just went out there and threw like I was out of practice and hit 180.
So you might try to do that here down the home stretch, maybe.
Yeah,
just tell your coaches we're gonna just walk into it and sling it or
something. Yeah, I don't know. It was insane.
Know a great athlete in your community? Athletic directors and coaches have until the 25th of each month to nominate an athlete. Stories profiling the winners will be published on Richland Source, Ashland Source, and Knox Pages during the first week of the following month. Let's move on to some Ohio history. Everyone knows that the Ohio State Reformatory is famous for the Shawshank Redemption, but did you know that the prison features prominently in a number of other films, TV shows, and music videos? It was used as a Russian prison in Air Force One, for Lil Wayne's hit Go DJ, a Mr. Beast Haunted Challenge video, and for the six-time Academy Award nominee Judas and the Black Messiah. The prison also appeared twice in Sylvester Stallone's films, the first time for 1989's buddy cop film Tango and Cash, and then again in 2018 for Escape Plan The Extractors. If you look closely, you might find a cameo from our own Jay Allred playing Mansfield's mayor before the action heats up. Now an event coming up that you should know about. Tonight at 9 p.m, join the Naturalist at the Pleasant Hill Dam for a lantern-lit owl prowl. The 3-mile night hike includes a stroll along the beautiful Clear Fork Scenic River, under the towering eastern hemlocks, next to our trickling waterfalls, through the covered bridge, and across our Pleasant Hill Dam. You'll be treated to stories and owl calls. Have fun finding owls. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Ruth Mollahan. Ruth was born in Mansfield in 1948. Known for her fun, rambunctious, and fearless personality, she was the life of the party and stayed young at heart. Her humor and kindness attracted many local friends. She loved cooking, especially sharing her Christmas cookies and chocolate strawberries and spoiling the family's children. Ruth is survived by her husband of 55 years, Jerry, her sons, grandsons, and brothers. She leaves behind countless beloved relatives, cousins, and friends. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember her life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.